The Cotton Patch Cafe was founded in Nacogdoches in 1989. They relocated here. They're in an expansion mode, and to do that, the doctor is in. Larry Ryback recruited it as the CEO of Cotton Patch Cafe back in early 2018, last year. And the company's growing. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
56 locations right now?
56 locations.
And how many? Because the one I saw before that was 50. So 50 to 56 is pretty good, pretty good expansion.
Yeah, we're moving.
So what do you plan to do? What are the plans for?
You know, we'll continue to grow in Texas in markets that we're successful in and where we see we've got further growth opportunity. We don't have a strong presence in Houston yet. We think there's more room in Dallas for sure, not in San Antonio at all, and then in markets outside of.
But you're in Oklahoma. You're in Arkansas.
Yeah, we'll look
what,
to expand those.
A couple of locations
as well.
In New Mexico.
Two in New Mexico.
So are these all company-owned stores?
Yes, sir.
Is that the idea? Is to keep it company-owned?
Yeah, at this point. Cotton Patch is a pretty pretty intricate brand to run, and not something we want to loosen up the reins on just yet.
Who owns it right
now? Right now it's owned by Altamont Capital Partners, private equity group in Palo Alto, California.
And some deep pockets, hopefully.
They're great. Yeah, they're a great partner.
and leave you alone. So tell me what you do with this. Because you've got a great background. I said, the doctor is in. Well, you were at Tijuana Flats and True Food. You spent a long time at P.F. Chang's and at Kona Grill. So you know the business. So when you look at Cotton Patch Cafe, which is sort of, home cooking, what do you do with it? Do you follow the is this a Cracker Barrel kind of mode?
I think what attracts me to the brand and what I think you do to it is stay true to the core, to the natural core of the brand. It's scratch food. It's Texas-inspired, down-home cooking. You don't mess with that. I think that we'll continue to do that in a, we'll execute that as well as we can. We'll look to innovate here and there, but I think staying true to our roots has worked for us for 30 years, and why vary from that?
Does this mean no impossible burgers or I found one of the I'd never heard of tofurkey the other day. You're in the business, so I assume you know this outfit. But that's the push anyway in fast food right now.
Yeah, I don't see us doing that anytime soon. I think we're so into real down home scratch cooking that I've tried the Impossible Burger and I've tried the Beyond Burger.
And can you tell it?
I can tell, but they're pretty good. I just, if it doesn't taste like meat, I kind of wonder what the heck's in it, to be honest with you.
Well, and frighteningly, evidently the calorie count and cholesterol and everything else is about the same, so I don't know what you gain in that.
I haven't done a lot of research on it. I read a couple articles that there's a lot of processed stuff in it.
So what do you do, where do you put a cafe like this? I was intrigued that, and I don't mean to talk about competitor, but Cracker Barrel is sort of along interstates. And that means somebody's pulling off an interstate and sitting down and having a 45-minute meal, which normally you don't do if you're trying to get to another destination, but it seems to work.
Sure.
Where do you put your cafe?
One of the things that I love about Cotton Patch is that it works in different markets. Like we're successful in a place like Frisco crowded as that market is, as sophisticated as the market is, we do really well there. And then we can go out to small towns, whether it's Lufkin or Palestine or Nacogdoches, and really be the hometown cafe there as well. So the brand works both in big, more affluent markets and then in secondary small towns.
And I guess maybe going back to the Nacogdoches roots, but the company seems to really be involved in sort of civic duty. I know you're involved with Scottish Rite, but I guess that's a way to sort of entrench yourself in a community, too.
It's a huge part of the brand. It always has been since it started. It's a big part of the brand to be involved in the local community.
And what's next? What sort of expansion plans do you have? Where do you see it when we're together a year from now?
Yeah.
What are you going to have?
We're not going crazy to grow. I think we want to grow smart. I mean, so many restaurant chains, they get out over their skis, they grow too fast, and then they got to pull back the reins. And we're just trying to be smart and thoughtful, grow out markets that we're in, where we know we can be successful, and explore markets that we can expand into. So nothing really aggressive at this point.
But you need some of this for marketing, don't you? You can't. if you've got three places and in a small area, it's hard to take.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Advertising. How do you market yourself?
That's where the local community involvement is so important. Because in markets like Dallas, where we've got a large number of restaurants, we have media efficiency and we can go on TV and we can do other things. And that's certainly helpful for brand awareness. But in the small towns, man, being involved in the local high school, being involved in the Rotary or the Chamber or, at the football game on Friday nights, like that's a huge deal for us.
And a lot of fun, I would think.
Absolutely.
and it's probably, given the timing, I've heard concerns about companies that have a lot of franchisees, because there's a sense that the health of a lot of these franchisees is not all that great right now. This could be a tough time, can't it?
It is. It's never been a more competitive marketplace, that's for sure.
So what's the next big thing? Are we going to have, five more openings? When are you going to get to Dallas, for example?
Oh, downtown Dallas. That's a good question.
Dallas?
We don't have anything in Dallas proper currently. We love the small towns. And, we'll continue to look into towns like Denton, for example. We opened Denton at the beginning of this year. It's doing really well. I'd love to get into that market while it's expanding early. As I said earlier, I love the idea of branching out into Houston. And we're nowhere near San Antonio yet. So, Texas is such a big state.
I'm going to have to take a road trip to try you then. Larry Ryback's the CEO of Cotton Patch Cafe. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having
me. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.